This is Solid State Sessions, a show dedicated to original music from local bands and artists. Broadcasting from his bunker located 40 feet below downtown Lapeer. Wait, he's live in studio? Oh, this is going to be a train wreck. Here's your host, Adam Hairhawk.
I got him back in studio. It took a full year. It took you a whole year to get you in here.
Yeah. Well, the sled's a little slow sometimes, you know.
you only work like once a year, don't you?
Well, that's the day it all comes together. The elves are busy the rest of the year.
It is Sessions, an hour of nothing but Michigan-made music, and I brought in a ringer. I brought in somebody to help me pick the music. I brought in live music's best friend, Flint Santa.
Ho, ho, ho.
He's back. And I've given him the keys. He's going to be picking the songs for tonight. And you brought some good ones.
I hope so.
We had to talk about Van Halen because I had to explain to you how it's about Michigan-made music, but I found a loophole.
Yes, you
so
did.
So we will be able to like play some one. Van Halen tonight. We're gonna have a lot of fun. He's brought in some local music that I'm ashamed to say that I haven't played in a long time. Kind of forgot about. We are going Facebook Live, so go to Sessions Facebook page, Solid State Sessions, and leave a comment, question for Flint Santa or a band suggestion.
Ooh,
and
yeah,
we will hook it up. Tommy from Solomon Radio already chiming in going, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Whoa.
So we're going to have a good time. Right off the bat, the Christmas thing, the Michigan thing, you had this wired right away, Pop Evil. Now, you've seen them live, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, five or six times, yeah. They did an acoustic show at the machine shop, and Lee stopped and he goes, machine shop, We've done a lot of acoustic shows, but this is the rowdiest show we have ever done before.
Yeah, exactly.
And Haley was trapped overseas for the whole COVID thing, the drummer.
Oh, yeah.
So when she came back, I was lucky enough to get into the show, and I got up on the ramp. Mm. And there was a pause in there. I started the crowd chant, Haley, 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 Haley. He had to stop, and she was all embarrassed, and she had to stand up and take a bow.
And so she just announced her departure, too.
This last show was the last time we'll see her with Pop Evil. Yeah. And I couldn't get close. I was off on the ramp, and her cymbal was blocking my view. And during her song Footsteps, it says, I'll find you so far away. And she pointed underneath her cymbal and pointed both sticks right at me. So I have the signed autograph picture from Minty. Jeff Mintline did the, you know, the behind the drum shot.
Sure. Oh, wow.
And she had our Lions jersey on.
Oh, nice.
I love Haley.
That's awesome. Minty gets some great shots, too.
Dude, and he sneaks around. You don't even notice him.
Yeah.
I mean,
I don't think I could pick him out of a lineup, but he gets some great photos.
He's classy. He really is.
All right, here's Pop Evil getting things kicked off tonight. With Dear Santa, the acoustic version, right here on Sessions with Flint Santa, Solid State Radio.
All right, so I'm sitting with the kids here, my nieces and nephews, there's a lot of kids around me, and they're all writing letters to Santa, right? And they're like, hey, what are you gonna do? They all call me Rockstar Lee. They're like, Rockstar Lee, what are you gonna? I'm like, don't call me that. And they're like, Rockstar Lee, what are you gonna write to Santa? And I was like, I got to thinking about it. And I was like, give me that paper and pen. I haven't used a pen in ages. But I'll write a letter to Santa. Can I read you and sing you the letter that I wrote? Thank God you let me read it, because I don't think I have it memorized. But I'm going to try that. Can you give me a little more light on the stage so I can read my letter to Santa Claus? Oh, right, that's pretty good. Never been done before. Can we get holiday spirit right there, Pittsburgh? And if you're a rocker right here, I think you'll relate to the song. Called Dear Santa. Very original. Like Christmas. All right, see what we got. Dear Santa, so close, so far away. I remember back in the day, people used to play more guitar. We used to worship our rock stars. Now I guess these times have changed. All the rock bands fade away. Some of us were born to play, so now we're here to stay. All I want is Santa. Dear Santa, we need your help. Just wanna rock for Christmas. We need to rock here all this year. Dear Santa, December ride the storm. Always listening to a favorite song. Turn up that stereo. All the nights spent going to shows. We were all so young to care. Just wanted real drums, kick and snare. Just wanna hear some loud guitar. 'Cause we were born to play.
my horns, man, my believers. You know the chorus went out? Just make it up. It's fine. I want everyone, Santa, are you listening? Dear Santa, we need your help. Just wanna. We need to rock and roll this year.
Come on.
Dear Santa, remember when we used to rock for Christmas. We need more rock and roll this year. Dear Santa, you wanna rock. You wanna rock this year and every year after. Just wanna rock and roll this year. December.
Bop Evil, Dear Santa, the acoustic version, very cool.
I like that.
I mean, it was just Lee. I mean, right?
And somebody on the guitar.
Oh,
yeah.
That's right. Oh, that's right. He didn't play guitar. We didn't have the video in studio. It was just the audio. But yeah, great Michigan band. Probably one of the biggest Michigan bands to come out in the last 20 years, Nespa. I mean, maybe.
And that's saying a lot because we got No Resolve and State of Mind, and we got some really kicker
you've
bands.
You've seen them all.
Coming. I tried.
You've seen them all. How many shows would you say that you see in a calendar year?
It fluctuates. I collected them and I put them in.
2023. How many shows? Because we're almost. We're almost done with the year. How many shows would you say
you've seen? 36 in 19. I had 36 ticket stubs from the machine shop. So
just this year?
In 2019. I don't have a tally for this year. I'm still.
You just lost count.
I'm throwing them in a bag and I'll count them up and I have to put them in order and sort them out. And
you should. I mean, you should. You should be able to have that, you know, list of everything you've gone to because, I mean, that's a.
I have over 120 machine shop stubs from the past 5 years.
They know you.
Oh, and that's not counting VIPs and tickets on the phone and people. Of all those shows, a quarter to a third of them have been gifted to me.
Really?
I don't have any money. I'm broke. No, really.
That's
people,
awesome.
Santa, you got a ticket? And I'm like, no. If we buy you one, will you go? I'm like, why would you do that?
Well, a lot of the bands are probably notice if you're not there.
Sometimes they. Kevin says every once in a while, they're like, hey, they were looking for you. Sorry, dude. I try.
We've talked about this last time. Let's talk about it because we had you on the show.
In the summer. It was July.
It was summer, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was
July.
I was thinking it was like, so it's a year and a half.
I think so.
All right, so we've got some more listeners then that weren't tuning in for that. Let's talk about your origin story.
Sure.
Every superhero has their origin story. So here's, let's talk about yours. How did you become? Because you post pictures on your personal Facebook page of how you were before. You were the mild mannered before Flint Santa. Talk me through this. Talk us through this.
Sure. Christmas of 2017, my cousin Jolynn says, Dougie, your beard is all white. Will you be our summertime Santa? And I said, JoJo.
Summertime Santa.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm like, JoJo, I'm not a Santa Claus. And she says, well, Dougie, it's for the kids and it's for charity. And I'm like, well, of course I'll do it.
Okay, so that's awesome.
So they gave me a few lessons and I was at the Carroll Mudbogs.
Okay.
And so I knew I was going to do that. So then my kid had a trip to Denver. So I made up the shirt. Santa goes to Flint, but he doesn't drink the water. And I wore my hat. And we did a 36-hour out to the baseball game and back trip to Denver. So that's when you see there's a shot of me in the Denver skyline behind us. And I'm out there. Ah. So that was very early. Then my brother was getting tickets and people were not showing up. So I was going as his blocker. He has a bad back, he fused vertebrae.
Okay.
So when the mosh pit gets going, I would get between him and the pit.
Oh.
And try to keep him from getting hurt.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
So Friday the 13th, Green Jello, in July, did a show, and it was a costume party. And I said, oh, man, I'll go with Summertime Santa. So I got my Bahama shirt and my flip-flops, and I'm looking in the mirror, and I'm going, oh, Machine Shop's off the hook, man. Santa do something really weird, like go in his underwear. So I got red jockey shorts and a scarf. And then I didn't have any pockets, so I got a wicker basket and put my keys in my wallet, my money, my card, my phone, and put a teddy bear on top of it to hide it all. Yeah. And then just rocked out to Plethora and Green Jello. Yep. And Charles Manspeaker had so much fun. Dude, I'm sorry I get excited, but.
Don't get excited.
He
That's fine.
Started
Just
the
watch
show.
Your language. That's all we ask.
He started the show with long black knee-high shorts.
Yeah.
And halfway through the set, he went and took them off, and he had black jockey shorts on. So we have pictures of him with shorts in the beginning of the show, and then jockeys with me in the rest of the show.
Nice.
I won a $100 gift certificate for a tattoo from Scott Hampton Tattoos. He grew up with my son, Steven.
Okay.
Had dinner at the house, and he says, what do you want, Doug? I'll do a whole sleeve if you want. So,
oh, wow.
We started designing this in July.
Yeah.
Then in December, Maggie Meadows did
Maggie.
Iron Snake Rules, the greatest band in the universe. You got to see Iron Snake. And I wasn't leaving the house by myself, but
right. She
convinced me. So I said, well, it's a costume party. I'll go again. You know? And showed up the same way. And won that costume party, and Kevin gave 8 sets of tickets to the Machine Shop. It was Corey Smith, CKY, Corey Smith, Jonathan Davis.
Okay.
Oh, like wow. A Storm, Uncle Cracker, Jackal, and Thunderstruck.
Wow.
Yeah, like 4 sold out shows. He could have.
Yeah, made money off of it.
It could have been in the little prize package of, you know, they just said win tickets to the Machine Shop. He didn't say it was going to be Jonathan. People offered me $200 for those Jonathan Davis tickets. He made me cry. The passion in his voice.
Yeah.
He is one of my, they ask, what are your favorite moments? And I call it 500 fists in the air. Jonathan Davis came with his drummer, and he was giving us a set. You'd think it was an auditorium, a huge crowd.
Yeah,
he was sweating, and the dreadlocks are flowing. And he says, Machine Shop, he'd had some issues. He'd lost his significant other and stuff that summer.
Yeah.
He says, Machine Shop, you know, I've been through some stuff this year, and this is therapy. And we all went, raw.
Yeah.
See, I get chills just thinking about it.
Me too.
Reliving that moment.
Yep.
And I mean, everybody. Some performers, there's people talking and doing things, and LeJean. Holds your attention. The whole room. I mean, everybody.
Yeah,
he's locked right in, boy.
Garners your attention, absolutely.
Oh, that voice. Oh, gosh. Oh, gosh.
We're going to talk to you some more. You're driving the bus today. You're picking all the music.
Magic bus.
And so.
Painted bus. 99 painted bus. I don't know if we can play it. But
We don't have it. I don't think we do. We'll talk about the 99.
I don't think we have.
I think Mike
Send
was talking about some of the new stuff. This must be the newer stuff. I'm talking about Indeed Band.
Yeah.
They kind of contacted you. They've been contacting everybody, and you haven't heard them before.
I haven't heard it yet, so this will be good.
Okay, so I can actually break your cherry on a band tonight,
sir.
Don't I? Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, here's the Indeed Band. See Your Own Star. It's on Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio app. We'll be right back.
they said to I don't have to do. Mind your business, I say my own crew. My time of peace is long overdue. I'll just be the sign. The time has quickly passed. All the memories that burned my past. I can't remember which I did wrong and what I did right. I just know.
And you're listening to Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Be what you want to be. Tell me how you want it, and I'll make a mess of it. If you tell me how, I'll be. do. Tell me how you want it and I'll make a mess for you. If you tell me how, I'll move how you want me to. How you want me to move.
Crocata, that's Wisher right there. They were in studio with me last Friday. Now, you've seen them live a few times, have
yes,
you not?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. You picked the song. Why am I asking? Yeah, of course you have. Yeah.
Yep. I like both of them. Yep. Kaylee and Noah.
Noah
Boatsticks.
yeah. So you've seen them with their newest guitar player, Emily?
Oh, I have not.
I haven't seen her play, but she was in here. Very knowledgeable. I mean, all the guys, Drake and Jake and all those guys were fantastic. Well, I got Foot Santa in studio with me. He is driving the bus, folks. So if you have any qualms with the song choices, take it up with him, folks.
Send me a letter.
We are going Facebook Live if you want to leave a comment, a question, or a concern. Lorena Green says, hey, Flint Santa. We're going to be playing some new music, some other music here in a little bit, but I got to pay the bills. This is Sessions on Solid State Radio and the Solid State Radio skill on your Alexa app. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio. The first Sessions concert series of 2024 is on its way. Saturday, January 6th, join me at the Corona Road Bar in Flint as I host three bands that I play on my show that you need in your life. Wide Track, Wanted, and Static Factory. No cover, no tickets to buy, just come on in. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint. It's Wide Track, Wanted, Static Factory. It's a Sessions concert series. Support local music.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, Still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nipissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
When was the last time you visited downtown Lapeer? Hey guys, Jim from the Lapeer Main Street Hour here, and I want to invite you to rediscover downtown Lapeer and all that it has to offer throughout the fall and holiday season. With 13 dining establishments to choose from, Downtown Lapeer has one of the hottest up-and-coming food scenes in the area. Make it a day and enjoy an afternoon of shopping, arts, and entertainment. With over 180 businesses, Downtown Lapeer truly has something for everybody. Great food, shopping, entertainment, and more. Isn't it time you rediscovered Downtown Lapeer?
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
Ho, 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 Flint Santa here on Sessions Radio on Solid State Radio with Adam.
Are you on the good list or the naughty list? Remember, naughty girls get better presents.
Ho, ho, ho.
S-A-N-T-A C-L-A-W-S Santa Claus.
Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Checking it twice, gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. So you better watch out. You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, your town. He knows where you live. He knows that your window's open. He knows what lives under your bed. Santa Claus is coming to town.
little toy dolls that cuddle and coo. Elephants, bears that puddle and poo. Santa Claus is coming to town. The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toyland town all around the Christmas tree. And then they're gonna burn it down. You better watch out. You better not cry. Better not. Telling you why Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming. Santa Claus is coming to town. Your town. My town. Oh, what a town. And then we're gonna break all the toys. We're gonna make some noise. We're gonna party all night long. We're gonna sing this song. Gonna party all night long. We're gonna sing this song. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
C-L-A-W-S.
Santa Claus.
Of course, the Alice Cooper.
Oh, Sandy Claus.
Sandy Claus.
It's Andy Claus.
I got Flint Santa Claus hanging out with us tonight. He is picking the songs, and he's got quite a list. I might have to actually cut him off a little bit because we only got about 15 more minutes, 20 minutes or something like that. We have to make this work. You go to a live shows. I think it's fine that I call you live music's best friend because everybody seems to kind of know you. I've seen Nita Strauss wearing your hat.
Yes.
I mean,
Josh Katz wore my hat too from Bad Flower.
Okay.
Yeah, he was up on stage and I said,
a lot of times, I mean, like Minty will post pictures or the machine shop will post pictures and I'm like, look for you in the crowd. It's like, where's Waldo? It's like, there he is. Usually you're stage right over there. You know your spot.
Yep, that's my preferred spot.
You know your spot. Let's talk about, here is a nice moment that I like to call in the show etiquette with Flint Santa. Now, you've been to a lot of shows. What things would you like to see go away? Or is there any kind of etiquette, live music etiquette, you would like to see happen or not happen?
More interaction with the band.
Yeah.
A lot of times, the band is killing it. The audience is there. If you speak to them, they're like, wow, this was a really great show. But the band doesn't see any positive energy coming back. So my theory is the louder we cheer, the harder they play, the harder they play. So I would like to see the crowd be more engaged with the band. Because once they loosen up and start playing with us, the music just, they've rehearsed it so many times.
Yeah.
But they're nervous and they're not sure, is it working?
Yeah.
The crowd's just kind of staring. Or you're doing this at a live show on one of these things
out.
That's never going to sound good all. The Machine Shop is fixing that. Oh, the Machine Shop Digital
Lounge. They're doing
streaming.
They just did that with Nonpoint the other day.
Yes, they did. So I'm trying to talk to Toby, right, the producer.
Yeah.
I want to wear headphones in the club. Right off the soundboard.
Oh, really?
No matter where
like
I stand, something. I don't know the technology. I don't know how to do it, but I want to be able to have the Tanner's cut in my head. No matter where I'm at in the club, wouldn't that be cool? You go to the bathroom and you're still here. I mean, you got to take a break once in a while. You know. When it calls, it calls.
Yeah, it calls, it calls.
I'll be right back. well, you know, people get to drinking and they get self-centered and come busting up into the crowd. My prime example is Crazy Bitch, you know that song?
Buck Cherry.
Yeah, so all night we're rocking out to the openers and the middle bit, and we're all casual in the crowd. You've left and come back. We save your spot for you. That song comes on, and a dozen drunk girls come out spilling their drinks and doing their thing.
Yep.
And they're all over and falling all over and rude. And then disappear. And it's like, well, you missed all the...
The rest of the show.
You missed all...
I was only here for that song. You know, it's funny because as you were talking about etiquette, I remember being at the machine shop watching Buck Cherry, and they had this woman. She was maybe like about six rows back. She had a big orange sign say, "Play Crazy Bitch." Oh. Like they're not gonna play it. Like they're not gonna play it. And so, and she had it up through like, and it wasn't like they're gonna open with it.
Right.
And they're
right,
not gonna play in the middle of the show.
She had it
up the whole time, and Josh Todd, he's just like, "Hey, can I have that for a second?" Take it and then throws it behind the drummer. But that's gotta go. I think the phone thing, oh my god, the phone thing has gotta go. I don't know. For me, whistling. When you're having a cheer, everything else, but like in the middle of the song, just start whistling. Oh, that bugs the hell out of me. I don't know about you, but
there are certain parts of the song. Oh,
yeah,
cold.
Sure.
Scooter standing there trying to tell us what the song means to him and what it represents and how he learned it, and and the crowd was rude. They were, I mean, it was loud bar talk and stuff, and I felt really bad.
Yeah.
You know, shut up. Shut up.
Yeah, right. Shabby's trying to talk to you. Pour your heart out.
You're never going to hear this. This isn't on the album.
Mm-hmm.
This is right here, right now. So there's a couple things, but I get over it.
We are going Facebook Live. William Davidson chiming in says, "What's up, Santa? Great song choice so far, but that is to be expected."
Oh.
Now you're in a music video.
Couple.
I'm trying to think. Do
you know the band THC, Texas Hippie Coalition?
I've heard of them. I'm not too familiar with this stuff. Yeah,
did a whole show. Their whole show.
There's a lot of bands
out
there globally that will look at the machine shop and go, "This is where we want to do our live stuff." So Texas
Hour and 36, and one of the cameras was set behind me, and just got this.
And your double horns right in the way.
70% of the show, and I'm blocking Big Daddy. My hands are, the first time I saw it, I was just thrilled. I'm like, "Oh my gosh, look how much they put me in here! Oh my god!"
And now you're like, "Oh, I wish I put my hand down. I
can't see the show." I'm blocking him. Oh my gosh! I hope he's not offended. You know, guess who the executive producer? He is the executive. He saw it. He was good with it.
Okay.
Is that a superstar or what?
Yeah.
He.
That's a superstar move right there.
A superstar. Really, he went for the energy instead of the, "Hey, look at me." Big kudos.
Well, hey, we're going to play this one.
Is this Elsie?
Elsie, we may fade out of this because we got to make some time for things, and because you got a little bit of a surprise going on over there. We're going to have to. So we're going to hear a little snippet of Elsie Binks. Here's Uninvited doing a Alanis Morissette cover. Right here on Sessions.
I am one of the cloaked figures in the video.
We're going to have to go back and watch that video.
Heck yeah. I'll tell you which one.
Here it is right here on Sessions on Solid State Radio.
Any hot-blooded one.
Elsie Banks, Alanis Morissette cover right there. Uninvited.
Yeah.
Go check out the video. Flint Santa is in that video. Flint Santa with me tonight. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you for having me.
Well, we'll do it each and every year.
Mr. Harahuck.
There you go.
I think I got it.
You got it. You nailed it. Way to go. So what shows do you have coming up next? What's on your calendar?
Josie for Saliva.
Oh, yeah.
I saw Saliva in 01 at the Grand Central Station. They said, next week we're coming out with a new release. We got our CD. And he opened up a click, click, boom. I was standing right this close to him when I heard it live the first time before it was released. Then I have a stub from 03. I saw him at the shop. And then last year, they invited veterans on the stage, and there were 8 of us up there. And
You're a veteran, too?
Yes, yep. And I kept singing the click, click, boobs part so loud, the bass player scooted over, and I got right in the mic. So on the video, the closing out round of click, click, boom, it's all me, man. Click, click, boom. Tanner probably had to turn it down. I mean, I was on it, boy.
Well, thank you very much for your service.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
So, I got one last question, and then we're gonna play a song, and you're gonna have a little fun in this last song.
Try to.
What is your favorite show of all time? I know, very unfair question, but I'm asking it.
Ooh, at the shop?
Ever.
Oh well.
Ever.
Well, then it has to be my first.
Your first? The one that busted
your
cherry?
My best friend said, Dougie, get $4. Tell mom you're spending the night with me. And we took off. I went to his house. His college brother and a friend of his took us to a show, and it was a band called Kiss.
Oh!
And it was all the way live with all the flames and the blood. And so that was my very first rock and roll show. So when Aerosmith came out and they just did a show, I'm like, where's the big kaboom?
All right, Santa, we got one more song to go. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you're in for a treat. It's Sakatumi Santa. It's right here on Sessions, Solid State Radio. Good night.
You know what, Pop?
What's that, son?
Christmas just isn't going to be the same this year.
Well, why is that?
Because Santa's got a brand new band.
Come on, Santa, get to me, Santa.